Resilience is social. That's a phrase that I read from a book called Sisu, S-I-S-U. You may be familiar with the Finnish word Sisu. It's a word that I first learned about 25 years ago or so, maybe 30 years ago. The word is really basically to describe a type of courage and conviction that the Finnish people have embodied for a few centuries. Sisu is social. This social resiliency, that you become more resilient through social. I stopped when I read that quote in the book, and I've gone back a few times to study that. Think about this. Resilience comes from our social connections. What does that mean? If you want to be resilient, if you want to bounce from when you get dropped down, when you fall on the ground, when you get beat up, if you want to be like Rocky bouncing back up, if you don't want to just be deflated and never getting back up and trying again, how do you get this resiliency? This author mentioned that it's in the book Sisu. She mentioned that it's social. It's our social connections. Think about this, thriving together with other people. You're thriving, you're being resilient, not just really only bouncing up, but bouncing up with enthusiasm and coming back to be able to try again and probably, hopefully, to try again more intelligently. If we failed and we failed, the definition of success isn't just doing that same thing over and over again, but rather changing our approach, maybe even changing our goals, being flexible, trying different ideas. For the person who has a terminal disease, do they go to one doctor or 20 doctors? Well, I think the definition of insanity or the definition of failure in this situation would be trying one doctor. But maybe instead of only trying 5 or 10 or 15 or even 20 doctors, maybe we also think of other opportunities to be healed, other ways, not quackery, but finding solutions that are maybe something we haven't even thought of, understanding and admitting our ignorance so that we can get better. But with this social resiliency, that resiliency based upon our social networks, I don't think that means that we're only having faith and trust in people. We definitely need to have our conviction and our beliefs and our faith and our God. But who are the people you can surround yourself with that will help you in the downtimes? A week or two ago, my wife and I were talking to our children about having friends that are true friends, that they're there especially when you're down. Not just to say, you'll get better, but friends that know how to help you when you're in a funk, when you're just really shut down. Wouldn't you know it, maybe 48 hours after teaching our children that, we had the opportunity to see a real example of that. My wife and I had some real challenges with some things that were going on in our financial life with our work and business and such. And we were just praying that some things would work out. We were talking about it and we were doing our best. But we were just kind of down and out. We didn't realize maybe how down and out we were for a little bit. When some friends came to the rescue, we didn't even ask them to help out with a certain project that we were working on, but they came and helped anyways. And then they offered so many words of wisdom as me in particular were feeling just really in a rut and explaining some things and not trying to be a real complainer, but you know, just expressing some challenges, but maybe complaining more than I should. These friends shared some great words of wisdom. And when they left later that night, after a few hours of talking with them, we felt so much better. My wife and I just couldn't believe how these friends had lifted us up. They had helped us to bounce back because of their friendship. I think of other friends that we have in our lives that do that. I think of family members. I think of a family member that multiple times I have three wonderful sisters, and they each have their own gifts. One of my sisters will feel when I need to have a special phone call, and will just call at these most opportune times for me. Oftentimes where it happens rarely, but once in a while I get in a funk, just like we all do. And this sister knows when to call or to send a text or to do things to just buoy me up, to help me to rise back up. So I say this not to brag, but rather to inspire and to encourage all of us to be developing those relationships. When's the time to be able to help other people so they can help us and so that we can have those powerful, wonderful people in our lives? The time is now. when you feel the need to text someone or email or call and to inspire them and to help them and to love on them, not just on their birthdays, but at other times as well, it comes back in spades. Now, it's kind of like a wise man once said that the best time to give your wife or your spouse flowers is not just on their important days, just not on the birthdays or anniversaries, but rather when it's unexpected. Pays even bigger dividends. So when should you develop wonderful friendships that help you to be resilient? The answer is now, and anytime that you feel inspired to just reach out and to help others. Ends up being really, really amazing to be able to have those friendships where you lift, they lift, and together we ascend higher. Matter of fact, I believe that's a quote from the Amish, that you ascend, I ascend, and together we ascend higher by ascending together. Good luck.